Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur nächsten Podcast-Folge zum Englischlernen mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning Academy, zumindest mit der Audiospur desselben. Und ich darf dich informieren, begeistern. Und zwar sind wir jetzt an dem Punkt angekommen, an dem es darum geht, das Hörverständnis im Wesentlichen zu trainieren, quasi der Endspurt der 100 Teile hier, der ersten 100, das werden insgesamt 600, aber die ersten 100, die wir hier schon präsentieren können. Und heute geht es um einen Ausflug in den Schnee. Und die nachfolgenden Übungen werden immer kleine Geschichten sein, bei denen du dann anschließend etwas erzählen sollst. Also höre genau zu, worum es in der Geschichte geht und gib dann anschließend die Antwort. Ich werde den ersten Teil wieder demonstrieren und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, ihn ohne meine Stimme zu durchführen.
Hello. Today I'm telling you about a trip to the snow.
Viel Spaß.
Please listen to the story below and then answer the questions about it.
Below.
Hooray. Shouted Nina as she whizzed down the slope on her sledge. She had gone to the mountains with her parents and her siblings. In the town where she lived, they didn't know of any steep slopes or hills that could be used for tobogganing in winter. Mm-hmm. Nina, her older brother and her younger sister had a lot of fun. Again and again they climbed up the hill and then whizzed down on the toboggan at great speed.
Wow.
How about we build a snowman? Their father asked him after a while. Oh yes, that's a great idea. Nina and her siblings left the sledge and then the whole family set about forming big balls of snow. After a while, a big snowman stood in front of them. He had a broom made of branches in his hand, a pair of eyes made of pebbles and the nose was made of a large pine cone.
Oh.
Now please answer the questions in complete sentences.
I try.
How many brothers and sisters does Nina have?
Well, her siblings, I think there were two brothers and sisters. Two siblings? Didn't pay attention.
The correct answer is Nina has two siblings.
Oh.
An older brother and a younger sister.
Lucky.
Now please repeat this sentence. Nina has two siblings.
Nina has two siblings.
An older brother and a younger sister.
An older brother and a younger sister.
Here comes the second question. What are the snowman's eyes made of?
The snowman's eyes are made of pebbles. Pebbles. Small stones.
The correct answer is the snowman's eyes are made of pebbles. Now please repeat this sentence. The eyes.
The eyes.
Of the snowman.
Of the snowman.
Are made of pebbles.
Are made of pebbles.
Super.
Thanks.
You did a great job.
Wasn't
now
good.
Take a little break and we'll see you at the next exercise.
War nicht so schwer. Aber du kannst natürlich auch diese Audiodatei wieder als Diktat verwenden, um deine Handschrift zu verbessern. Und natürlich gibt es vielleicht auch das ein oder andere Wort, das dir noch nicht bekannt ist. Hier im Podcast hast du jetzt natürlich nicht das komplette Wörterverzeichnis. Das hättest du... Aber den Werbeblock wollten wir ja heute weglassen. Ansonsten kommt jetzt diese Geschichte noch einmal für dich. Und ja, hör sie dir an, beantworte die Fragen. Erzähle auch gerne diese Geschichte in ihrer Komplexität, in ihrer Komplettheit. Erzähle diese Geschichte einfach mal nach auf Englisch und schau, wie weit du kommst. Viel Spaß.
Hello. Today I'm telling you about a trip to the snow. Please listen to the story below and then answer the questions about it. Hooray! Shouted Nina as she whizzed down the slope on her sledge. She had gone to the mountains with her parents and her siblings. In the town where she lived, they didn't know of any steep slopes or hills that could be used for tobogganing in winter. Nina, her older brother and her younger sister had a lot of fun. Again and again they climbed up the hill and then whizzed down on the toboggan at great speed. How about we build a snowman? Their father asked him after a while. Oh yes, that's a great idea. Nina and her siblings left the sledge and then the whole family set about forming big balls of snow. After a while, a big snowman stood in front of them. He had a broom made of branches in his hand, a pair of eyes made of pebbles, and the nose was made of a large pine cone. Now please answer the questions in complete sentences. How many brothers and sisters does Nina have? The correct answer is Nina has two siblings, an older brother and a younger sister. Now please repeat this sentence. Nina has two siblings, an older brother and a younger sister. Here comes the second question. What are the snowman's eyes made of? The correct answer is the snowman's eyes are made of pebbles. Now please repeat this sentence. The eyes of the snowman are made of pebbles. Super. You did a great job. Now take a little break and we'll see you at the next exercise.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprache, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.